once turned the chest out, and now end your love!
Is it time?
The money's here!
Oh, rats for the money, Flint's first time in!
It's an actually here, Noel!
It's the people of the inn, that dratty boy! I wish I'd cut his eyes out!
What's that?
Horses!
Are your horses?
It's the monster
revenue man!
Revenue man, boy! Come on and
sell! Run, hurry, every man to the arms!
Black dog! Tom! You won't leave all pew, will you, Rich? Check! Not all pew, lad!
Hold your fire!
I'm glad this one's done for.
Mr. Dance! Supervisor Dance!
Who's there? Show yourself! Come out!
It's me, Mr. Dance. I'm here with my mother.
Mrs. Hawkins, your service. Not injured, I trust?
No, all's well with me. What brings you here?
There was a report of a lugger in Kid's Hole. We thought they were smugglers. Who's the dead man?
Pew. He was the ringleader.
Well, that's one good deed done. But we must be out of the others. Dogger, these two can't stay here.
Sir?
Take Mrs. Hawkins up behind you.
Dogger's
dining with the squire tonight. Take her to the great house. Jim, you're a strong lad. You grab the stirrup leather and run along beside.
Yes, sir.
Right, lads. After them.
Right,
head for the cove.
Right.
Come on. You're a trump, I perceive, Jim. And I'm proud to shake your hand. The way you stood by your mother. A fine example. Fine example of a soldier. Not think so, Livesey.
He only did what any decent lad would have done, Trelawney.
How is my mother, Dr. Livesey?
Sleeping, Jim. I gave her a stiff dose of laudanum. She'll be right as rain in the morning. Now, you had something you wanted to say to us in private.
Yes, gentlemen. I think I may know what them villains were looking for.
Do you, by George? Well, it has me beat. Seems a mighty grand campaign for a few trinkets and 100 guineas worth of louis d'or and doubloon. Well, how was it, my boy? What was it, then?
Trelawney.
What? Yeah, yes, that will do, Joyce. Yes, you can leave us now.
Right you are, sir.
Well, hurry up, man, hurry up. Now then. We're all agog. What was it, eh?
This.
What's this old package? What is it, then?
I reckon it may be what Pew called Flint's Fist.
Well, what the devil is it?
You're right, Jim. I'll stick me wing. This is what they were looking for.
What is it?
A map. A map of an island. Take a look at this.
Yes. Well, to judge from the latitude and longitude, it's somewhere off the Spanish main. What do you make of this, though? This cross in red ink. By George! You don't think it could be treasure?
Well, sir, what's to be done?
What's to be done, sir? What's to be done? Why, Livesey, it's as plain as a pikestaff. Plain as the nose on my face. Plain as the nose on your face. Plain as the nose on young Hawkins's face.
Yes?
I'll have that treasure if I have to search for a year.
Will you now?
Yes. Tomorrow I'll start for Bristol. In 3 weeks' time, 2 weeks, 10 days, we'll have the best ship, sir, the choicest crew in England. Hawkins will make a famous cabin boy. I'll be admiral, and you'll be, ship's doctor. And we'll take Redruth. Yes, and Joyce, too. And we'll have favorable winds, a quick passage and money to eat, to roll in, to play duck and drink with ever after. Yes?
Sorry to be disturbing you, sir.
No, Joyce, I thought I...
It's Supervisor Dance.
What? Yes. Come in, man. Catch the dogs. Did you give them a fall, eh?
That we didn't, sir. More than a match for us they were. Fired on us. Rogers is hurt bad, I'm afraid.
Oh, is he? Anything else?
No, I just came to tell you that, Your Honor.
Very well. Joyce, see the supervisor and his men have some ale and whatever else your pantry can provide.
Yes, sir. Good night, Your Honor.
That's bad. They're dangerous foes, deadly dangerous, and they know we have the map.
So, you'll not join my enterprise, they say.
I'll go with you, and so no doubt will Hawkins.
Yes, sir.
There's only one man I'm afraid of.
And who's that? Name the dog, sir.
You, Trelawney. For you cannot hold your tongue. You heard what these fellows are like from dance. They must not discover our plans. We are all in grave peril. Hawkins and his mother will stay with me, and when you are in Bristol, sir, breathe never a word of our true purpose.
Livesey, I'll be as silent as the grave.
The squire, he finds it harder to get a ship than he thought, and harder still to crew her. But one fine day, Joyce arrives to take me with him to meet the coach for Bristol town.
You ready, young Hawkins?
That is, Mr. Joyce. Now, Jim, you've all your necessaries here, and I know you'll be a credit to your poor dead father and do nothing that wouldn't make him proud of you.
Oh, Mother.
I know, Mr. Joyce. Dr. Livesey can take care of him. Bye.
Bye, Mother.
take good care of him. For he's all I have left in the world now.
Hurry aboard, gents! Come